guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I was originally going to do this as two separate stories, but I think they blend together nicely. One is about a young man that spends way too much money on OnlyFans, but he has an emotional issue. He has problems, quite frankly. And rather than just sit here and make fun of the guy, I want to kind of go backwards and what I think is leading to this problem. Let me get recording here. We'll jump right into it because I've done a couple of longer videos tonight. I want to try to make this a little shorter for some of you guys. But this is from on 4chan from technology. This guy says, system admin here, I spent $4,000 on OnlyFans. It's not only intimacy, I fall in love with a girl on OnlyFans and I want her to feel that I'm going to do anything for her. Then I get obsessed and spend about half of my monthly income on her. I come to a point where it makes me angry that she won't get to know me in real life and I fall into a deep sadness. I go through the depressed phase and take care of business myself, cry, etc. I delete her stuff and then I fall in love with the next one and so on and so on. How many of you have the same addiction or problem and how did you get out of it? And there's a lot of, I mean, they're calling him names and they're kind of making fun of him and things like that. And there were really no productive answers for him. And he doesn't watch my channel, I'm sure, because there are far too many channels out there to watch. But I think the problem comes to men being able to control their emotions, men being able to have positive outlets for their emotions, and men being able to work through some of their issues. And that brings me to the separate story that I was going to do that I'm putting together, which is the need for men in the lives of children. And one of the articles I read last week was from the UK, and they said that 91% of kids with single parents, 91% of them were with the mother. And whether that, I don't think that meant like sole custody, but I think that meant sole, or she had what's considered primary custody. And they've done some studies on this, and they find that men, the fathers, are key to being in the children's lives to help them regulate and understand how to deal with certain emotions. And with women, you know, a lot of the issues we're having today is kids do not know how to cope with problems, to cope with difficulties in life, to kind of find a way to deal with some of the stresses. And so because the only influences they're having is from women, and because educators are mostly women, college universities are mostly women, babysitters, childcare services, almost everything's women, so they don't have these positive men. And now I think it's better for a child to be with a positive mother than a negative male. And I'm not trying to say that there aren't good moms out there, but my point is it is key to keep positive men and good role models in these young men's lives. So let's read this. This is from The Guardian. It says, physical play, and I actually have the study. I'll show that to you in a minute. Physical play with fathers may help children control emotions. They say children whose fathers spend time playing with them at a very early age may find it easier to control their behavior and emotions, which has a beneficial impact as they get older and start school, according to a new study. Research carried out by Cambridge University's Faculty of Education and the LEGO Foundation looked at how mothers and fathers play with children aged 0 to 3 years and how it affects child development. While there are many similarities, it found that fathers tend to engage with more physical play, like tickling, chasing, piggyback rides, which researchers claim appears to help children learn to control their feelings. The research is based on a review of data from 78 studies carried out mainly in Europe or the United States between 1977 and 2017. That's a 40-year time frame. So they have a very long trend to look at. So I find this to be pretty telling data. They say, which found a consistent correlation between father-child play and child's ability later to control their feelings. Researchers found that on average, most fathers play with their child every day. But even with the youngest children, play tends to be more physical, with fathers enjoying boisterous, rough-and-tumble play with toddlers. Now remember, we're told that boys playing rough is toxic. But the truth is, this is how men, they compete, They learn how to control their emotions. They learn how to regulate themselves. You know, when I was younger, I tried out for the basketball team when I was, I think, in fifth or sixth grade. I didn't make it. I was a decent shot because I used to play with neighborhood friends. I wasn't tall enough. I mean, there was a guy named Frank who could slam dunk the ball by the time he was a freshman in high school. Guy was like, I don't know, 6'6". I'm a foot shorter than him. Well, not quite a foot shorter, but, you know, 11 inches shorter than him. And I, you know, you go up against a guy like that, he could stand there with his arms straight in the air, and I had no chance to make a shot. The best I could do was point guard, but there were better guys at that. But the point is that after I tried out for the basketball team and I didn't make it, I had to come to terms with that this was not going to be a path for me, no matter how much I wanted. I'm not Spud Webb or Bugsy Malone. So that didn't work out for me. When boys wrestle, you can quickly realize that a guy that might be twice my size, I can still have an advantage over him. If I'm very flexible and I'm quick, I still might have a chance to beat him. But these are how men realize where they fall in both the pecking order with other men, how they stand with women, that the guy that's the best at something, he gets the attention from the girls, and the guy that doesn't, he has to learn how to adjust his emotions to understand that whatever he's trying may not work out for him. One of the things that our research points to time and time again is the need to vary the types of play children have access to, and mothers can, of course, support physical play with young children as well. This is another YouTube channel. It's by Josh Darnett. And I think this was really cute because this is a father that told his kids, write down instructions for how would I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if I've never made one. And I want to play this for just a minute. I have to break it up a little bit and make commentary because of copyright and all that. And I don't want to steal his work. But let's look at this for a moment. Let me get my headset in here. Let's look at this for a moment so we can kind of see what I mean when, you know, kids are missing some of this positive male role model in their life. This is a good example, I think.
What's up, the internet?
You know what? I'm hungry. I could really go for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you guys think you can write down some instructions and teach me how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah.
Then do it.
I knew we were gonna do this. I heard Dad talking to Mom.
Choke yourself on my hand.
Sometimes they do what you tell them.
So something that's cute about this is, number one, you see she has a laugh about it. They're having a funny moment. Obviously, he's really not going to do anything to her. But something that's key here is you heard her say, I heard you and Mom. They're a family unit. And there's a great advantage in this because if Dad is working, Mom may be able to be home. If Mom is working, Dad may be able to be home. You're not being raised by strangers. You're being raised by people that love you. And it's much easier for two to properly take care of one, and they're in all the same household. Again, I understand this isn't the case a lot of times and people get divorced, but there's something to be said for, you know, staying together for the family unit. And we talk about the positivity of this oftentimes. So the kids, I'm going to move it forward here just a little bit, and that way I'll just get one example of him making a sandwich here. So let me
bread. Spread it around with the butter knife.
No, Dad, with the peanut butter.
I'm just doing what it says. It says, take one piece of bread, spread it around with the butter knife.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And here's where the logical thinking, something that again seems so simple, but as they work through this, the kids get better and better. And this, while this may not come into play at their current age, this logical thinking, this critical thinking is so important for both young men and young women to have a more healthy, balanced view of the world and a better way to work through some of their problems.
Take two pieces of white bread out of the bag. Take the lid off the jar of peanut butter. Get a butter knife and stick it inside of the peanut butter jar. With the knife, scoop some of the peanut butter out of the inside of the jar. Spread your scoop of peanut butter onto one of your pieces of bread with a knife.
No!
Squeeze some jelly onto the other piece of bread. Spread the jelly on...
So you guys get the idea. I won't play the whole thing. I'll leave a link down below. Check it out. I think it's a really fun little... It's 7 minutes long. It's a cute video. But these are what, when we go all the way back to this young guy that's on the old OnlyFans looking for attention, looking for love, spending all this money trying to get the attention of a girl, and then she blows him off and he doesn't get her attention and he moves on. He thinks he's a nice guy. He thinks he's doing the right thing. But really, when you boil it down, he's trying to buy affection. He's trying to buy attention. He thinks he should be appreciated for doing this, and he's not. She looks at him as if he's a complete loser. But that's my two cents on it. Let me know what you guys think. I'd love to hear from you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, I will leave links to the videos and everything here. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, a lot of the youth's problems today and emotional problems and societal problems, if you really boil it down, it comes back to family and education. Keeping the father in the children's lives, keeping the mom in the children's lives when it's able. I mean, let's try to keep both parents involved, but also teaching them in the education of understanding the world, so that when they run into problems in the world, they can handle it themselves rather than have someone try to take care of it for them, and they're not emotionally well developed to handle what life is going to throw at them.